Last week, we looked at seven facts about hell. This morning, we're going to look at seven facts about heaven. Most people believe that when they die, they're going there. I've heard people say they believe that there is a heaven and there is no hell. That doesn't even make sense, since heaven and hell are both taught in the same place. Let's look at seven facts about heaven. First, heaven is a real place. The same Bible that teaches us about hell teaches us about heaven. To deny one, you must also deny the other. As we said last week, and I'll say again, if the Bible says heaven is real, then that settles it. Again, the scriptures. John 17 and verse 17. John chapter 17 and verse 17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Titus 1 and verse 2. Titus chapter 1 and verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Let's also remember where Jesus told his disciples he was going. John 14. John chapter 14, starting at verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Is there any doubt that heaven exists? Second, heaven is a place of unimaginable joy. It is a dwelling place of God. Turn to Matthew 6 and verse 9. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9. Jesus praying, teaching us how to pray, said, in this manner therefore pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name, your name. Turn to Revelation 21. Revelation 21 and verse 4. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, and there shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. It is a place of indescribable beauty. Revelation 21, starting at verse 17, and I don't know how to pronounce some of these words, so bear with me, but 21 and verse 17. Then he measured its walls, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of an angel. And to the construction of its walls were like jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh crystallite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, topaz, the tenth, chrysoprase, the 11th, jacinth, and the 12th, amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, and each individual gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold like transparent glass. But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. And the city had no need for the sun or the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it, and the Lamb is its light. And the nation of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall not be shut at all by day, there shall be no night. And they shall bring the glory and the honor of all nations into it. Heaven is a place where nothing vile or offensive will be. Revelations 21 and verse 7. But there shall by no means enter it anything that defiles or causes an abomination or a lie, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. 22 and verse 14. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. I think you would agree this sounds a lot better than what we read about last week. Third, heaven is a place God will permit anyone to go. Again, 1 John 4 and verse 8. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some count slacklessness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Who is the anyone we just mentioned? Let's look at 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 9. 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 9. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Obviously, if the unrighteous are not going to heaven, then the righteous will be going to heaven. Remember what Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Fourth, heaven is a place of eternal bliss. Heaven is never ending. Can you fully grasp eternity? Let's look how fast life is in James chapter 4. James chapter 4 and verse 14. James 4 and verse 14. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. The joys of heaven will never end. They will be everlasting and shall never pass away. Let's look at Matthew 25 and verse 46. Matthew 25 and verse 46. And these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. John 3:16. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Fifth, heaven is a place where there will be no desire to escape. Have you ever been somewhere and left because of the bad company that was there? If we make it to heaven, we will be there with God and Jesus and the righteous of all ages. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. That didn't make sense because I was in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 15. Thanks be to God for this indescribable gift. Romans 8 and verse 18. Romans 8 and verse 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, starting at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. And Philippians chapter 1, and verse 23. Philippians 1 and verse 23. For I am hard pressed between the two, having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. There's no better place to go. The other option is hell. Sixth, heaven is a home of the innocent and the obedient. First, the innocent, children that have died in an innocent state. Matthew 18. Matthew chapter 18, starting at verse 1. Matthew 18 and verse 1. At that time the disciples came to Jesus saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And Jesus called a little child to him and set him in the midst of them and said, "Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one little child like this in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for them to have a millstone hung around their neck, around his neck, and he were drowned in the depths of the sea." Now the obedient. First, those who were obedient during the patriarchal and the Mosaical dispensations. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, starting at verse 1. Hebrews 11 and verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen are not made of things which are invisible. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testified of his gifts, and through it he being dead still speaks. By faith Enoch was translated, so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would afterward receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in the foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for that city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child, and when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sands which are by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them from afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they speak of a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country. Therefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. All those who believe and obey the gospel of Jesus Christ without question or compromise. Let's look at Acts chapter 10 and verse 35. Acts chapter 10 and verse 35. But in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him. Romans 1. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. 2 Thessalonians 1 and verse 7. And to give you who are troubled rest with us when the Lord Jesus Christ is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God and on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. When he comes in that day, to be glorified in his saints and to be admired among all those who believe, because our testimony among you was believed. And Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 9. Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 9. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all that obey him. Last, heaven is a place that can be forfeited or gained. If you forfeit heaven, you gained hell. There's no middle, there's no middle ground, one place or the other. It's possible to get to heaven, but only if we obey the Lord on His terms. Let's look at what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7, starting at verse 21. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rains descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Now everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Will you and I forfeit or gain heaven? Does heaven sound like a place you want to go? We all have the opportunity to go to heaven if we obey God's commandments. I want to remind you what I said last week about King Agrippa and Felix. In Acts 24 and verse 25, Acts 24 and verse 25. Now as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and judgment to come, Felix was afraid and answered, Go away for now, and when I have a convenient time, I will call for you. And in Acts 26 and verse 27, King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you do believe. Then Agrippa said to Paul, You almost persuaded me to be a Christian. If you're here this morning and you haven't obeyed the gospel, don't wait till tomorrow. Don't say, You almost persuaded me. Don't say, I'll come back later. Because we're still not guaranteed another moment on this earth. Heart attacks take people all the time. Strokes take people all the time. Pulling out of this parking lot, we can get run over by somebody speeding down the road. God can tell Christ it's time, and it's over. And we don't have another chance. We're here right now. We have the opportunity. The water's ready. If you've heard the word, you believe, you want to repent of your sins and turn away from them, and try to live according to the way God wants you to live, confess the name of Jesus Christ before man, and want to be immersed in the watery grave of baptism where we meet the blood of Christ, we can help you with that this morning. If you are a Christian and you have fallen away and need the prayers of the congregation for any reason, we can help you with that as well as if you'll let us know as we stand and sing.